Shoneman, speaking on addressing urban teen sexual health through social marketing. Ms. Shoneman, help me welcome.
Good morning, everyone, and I thank you all for sticking it out for this last day of APHA. My name is Karen Shoneman. I have no relationships to disclose, and I work for the Medical Foundation. We are a nonprofit public health agency. We're a consultancy, basically, and we are based in Boston, Massachusetts. We do, as you can see, quite a wide variety of work. I work specifically in the Health Communication Services Division, and we have quite a variety of different kinds of clients and funders, non-governmental and governmental as well. So I'd like to talk with you today about our yourhealthstyle.com website and campaign. At the initiation of this project, we had two clients or funders who really had two different goals. The Division of STD Prevention at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health was most concerned with disproportionately high STD rates among urban, Black, and Latino youth across the state. The Department of Education in Massachusetts wanted to see the use of their school-based health centers increase. There are school-based health centers across the state in quite a number of schools. We were able to determine that their common interest was the promotion of STD screening and sexual health services throughout the state, with an emphasis on this particularly high-risk audience of teens. Just as I'm sure many of you face in your own states that you work in, we did have a number of challenges, and these are pretty much the primary ones we had to address. First off, there was no one simple way for teens to be able to find a wide variety of teen-appropriate health services and sexual health services across the state. There was no website, for example, no hotline that existed that was a simple way for them to access services. Probably also, like in many of your states, services tend to be quite siloed. Different funding streams and emphasis on particular health conditions and diseases is absolutely not conducive to one-stop shopping, so to speak. And services differ across this very wide spectrum of teen-healthy or teen-friendly providers. Even school-based health centers have a different number of services that they offer across the state. So some school-based health centers may provide free condoms, may provide STD screening, while others just didn't do that. Were able to make referrals, but maybe didn't offer the service themselves. And finally, we had to be sensitive to the political environment. No surprise there. In particular, around school-based health centers. They are basically invited into the school to set up shop, and they're subject to the control of the local school committees. And even in a state like Massachusetts, those local school committees really run the full political spectrum. So in order to learn more about the environment and to explore potential campaign strategies, we held interviews and focus groups with providers of teen health services across the state. And we held four focus groups with teenagers. We segmented them by males and females in different areas of the state as well. And I will very briefly touch upon some of our major findings and takeaways. First off, no surprise here, teens view their health in a very holistic way, not in the siloed kind of fashion that the services are often delivered in, especially when it comes to sexual health services. Many young people wanted and needed sexual health information before they initiated sexual activity, and there really were few opportunities for them to get good, accurate information from providers before they had initiated activity. as it relates to sexual health services and concerns, STDs and STD screening really didn't rate at the very top of young people's priorities. We found that girls tended to be more concerned with birth control and family planning, whereas the boys we spoke with were really most concerned with HIV. And many teens were not able to name a specific site or provider they would go to if they found themselves in need, nor did they really know how they could go about finding the right provider if they or maybe their friends needed it. And as it relates to sexual health services, teens were particularly concerned about things like stigma associated with certain health services or certain health conditions, issues of privacy and confidentiality. We found that young people were certainly savvy about confidentiality, but they were also very aware that there are a lot of nuances when it comes to confidential health services as a minor. And the cost of services was also a priority for them. They wanted to know that services were available either for no cost or at least for a very low cost. We also found that there are many different entry points through which teens access different kinds of care. And these particular health concerns or needs can really serve as an entree to relationship building with a provider. And we learned that that was really key in being able to initiate discussions and get honest answers about, you know, much more sensitive topics like sexual health and sexual activity. Obviously, accessing sexual health services is often the result of an immediate, urgent need. And so, you know, that meant that perhaps it wasn't on teens or audiences' radar at the time that maybe we were going to initiate a one-shot campaign. But perhaps just a few months later, there was going to be a need, and it was going to be on teens' radar again, and they were going to need to somehow find the health services that they needed. And finally, this actually was quite a concern when it came to the creative execution of the campaign. Focus group participants wanted to know that services and the campaign message were for them, but not targeting them. They felt that these were health issues and concerns for all teens, regardless of their race or ethnicity. And they didn't want to feel that they were being singled out and maybe even stigmatized for their own race or ethnicity. So based on our findings, we developed this overall campaign strategy. And our major goal was to build trust in and knowledge of health service providers across the state. We wanted to get teens in the door for whatever health concerns they had and get them to start building that relationship with a provider. We wanted to develop a searchable, what we called virtual network, of general health and sexual health service providers that were accessible to teens. Basically, we took existing health services across the state and just repackaged them and made them available through the searchable online database. We also wanted to promote this web resource using a broad health message. It's very important, a broad health message. This reflected the audience's holistic views about health and health services and their experience of health. And it also recognized the varied circumstances under which they sought health care. It also allowed us to circumvent this potential issue of stigma as it relates specifically to sexual health services. And last, we wanted to do all this by developing a brand of teen-friendly health services. We wanted to create a recognizable identity with its own brand attributes, things like confidentiality, for example, that providers around the state could associate themselves with and be a part of. So working with a youth arts agency that's based in Boston, we developed this creative approach. This is one execution of a promotional card. In fact, all the promotional cards and posters are back there. Please feel free to take as many as you'd like. So we developed this creative approach, and I would like to add that this youth arts agency called Artists for Humanity actually did all the campaign artwork as well. So we worked with them throughout the development of the campaign, and we continue to work with them as we embark on new campaign phases. So at the top there is basically our key promise. No matter who you are and how you express yourself, there's a place for you to access teen-friendly health services when you need them. Of course, we didn't use that particular language in our promotional materials. Instead, it is executed with the creative message on the back of the card to the right, with whatever your style, we've got your back. We basically wanted to embody the idea that young people are all different, they all have different needs and preferences, and that regardless of who they are, there is a safe and teen-friendly, non-judgmental place where they can go to get their questions answered and to get their healthcare needs met. This is the website we developed, yourhealthstyle.com, and I apologize, I was hoping to show you the website. It didn't even occur to me that we might not have internet access here. But it's actually quite a simple website, so I would encourage you to take a quick look at it. And it really is the foundation of our campaign. And in fact, the health services search function is really the foundation of the website. It's up there. We've got a navigation bar on the top right. It's under Your Health Services. Young people can conduct a search of all different kinds of health services. And they're all put in ways that are more expressions of what young people might be concerned about rather than the kinds of services they might be looking for, because they don't necessarily know exactly what kinds of services they might be looking for. And there's a very, very wide range of health services from which they can choose. Things like general medical services, to immunizations and school physicals, STD and HIV screening, sexual risk prevention and counseling, substance abuse screening and counseling, and domestic violence and sexual assault kinds of services as well. And those are actually just a few examples. So young people can select as many of these particular health concerns that they might be having. They can choose the city in which they would like to get health services. It may be their own city, or it might intentionally be not their own city if they're looking to really maintain as much privacy as possible. They can indicate within how many miles they're willing to travel from that city, and they can also indicate whether they have to be able to get to that particular provider by public transportation. And then results are shown by each particular health concern they've checked off. And they can learn more about the various healthcare providers that provide those services. They can learn about the hours, how to contact that particular provider, more details about the services. They can use a MapIt function. And lastly, they can also select an option to get an appointment reminder via email if they'd like prior to their appointment. There are a couple other pages on the website. Your questions is a Q&A about how to make an appointment, what you can expect when you're at that appointment, and how you can ensure that the health services you're seeking are going to be confidential, for example. And then last, we've got a page called Your Health Info that provides quite a variety of websites and hotline resources around all these different health issues that may concern young people. So we developed four versions of this promotional card. You can see that they all utilize similar elements. But we really wanted to appeal to a number of different young people. We've got males and females represented here, engaging in different kinds of activities that help define them or forms of expression for them. And you may notice that in the creative execution here, and this was really the idea of the youth artists we were working with, they used illustration over photography. And it actually was able to create, by doing this, they were able to create kind of a racially or ethnically ambiguous look for the young the identities represented here. So our audience was able to feel that they could relate while they, again, weren't feeling like they were being singled out or targeted. We developed two different posters, one with a male identity, one with a female identity. And we also did a month's worth of transit advertising at the launch of the campaign. We had posters, large posters, as you can see there, that's the Massachusetts Avenue stop of the Orange Line in Boston. We had posters in train stations in selected parts of Boston, and we had interior bus posters in 7 metropolitan areas around the state. This slide represents the promotional strategies we've utilized from the start of the campaign to some that we are going to be executing this fall. The provider network does serve as a promotional channel for the website and the related services. Street marketing is something I'll talk about in just a moment. As I mentioned, we did a month's worth of transit advertising at the campaign initiation. And then we are going to be fairly soon this fall engaging in some radio promotion. We kind of feel that we're going to be able to hit a very wide audience, actually. And some of them might be young people who we haven't reached yet, or this may serve as a supplement to their exposure to the campaign. At the same time, we're going to be engaging in some social media outreach, basically developing and maintaining presences on things like social networking sites, on blogging sites, and community and user-generated sites. We have also been providing some training and technical assistance to students and adults who are going to be developing community service learning projects in their own schools. That's a partnership with the Department of Education. And through those programs, those young people are going to be educating their peers about sexual health and promoting the website and the campaign. So street marketing was a pilot effort for us. And as you can see here, there are quite a number of photos of our teams out on the street, quite literally. We did find that this was very effective in getting the message out. We had street teams in Boston and Worcester, which is central Massachusetts, for 1 month each at a time in May and October of 2007. We worked with a commercial marketing agency to put together these street teams. They basically assembled teams of young adults and teenagers who canvassed local activities, local events, areas around schools and youth centers, places where young people congregated, and literally just places where young people hung out, after school, for example. They distributed promotional materials and left some leave-behinds, and they basically shared the message of the website and its related resources. They answered a number of questions. Young people often had questions about, who these people were and why they wanted to get their services out to young people. They were generally really well received by teens, and a lot of young people said, I know people who really could make use of this resource, or I'm going to plan on using it myself. We have mostly engaged in limited process evaluation. As you can see here, we have distributed thousands of print and promotional items and generated many thousand campaign impressions, which have ultimately resulted in over 4,600 unique visitors to the site, over 1,200 health service searches. And we've found that although we're providing a wide variety of health services to young people through the website, of all the topics searched, over half represent sexual health topics. In fact, the top search topics include information about STDs and screening, access to free condoms, and general sexual health information. And last, our future campaign efforts may employ strategies like online viral and mobile strategies, perhaps text messaging and a mobile website. We would like to build a more interactive website that may make use of user-generated content. And perhaps we'll have new campaign phases that will make use of new messages, new creative approaches, or focus on particular areas of health, like STDs, STD screening, or even any other health concern that young people might be interested in. And that is all. I'd like to thank you for your time. And I'll be really happy to answer questions.
Okay, thank you. Our next presenter is Dr.